So we're up to Daf Dalet Omer Aleph.
Let me see if I can show you exactly where we're up to. So hello. We're going to do the Sugya of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. And here it is. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi.
Chayev Odom Likros es Amagil Balaila Ulishanosa Bayom. So we require reading the Megillah twice. Now, a couple of points here. What would we think before Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi? What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi? So it's possible, I'm just suggesting, that maybe before Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, they only read the Megillah on the daytime, because all the mitzvahs of Purim are by day. Because it says in the pasuk, "Hayomim ha'elu nizkarim v'nasim." So, for example, Mishta and Simcha and Suda and Mishloach Manos, Matos Yom—all that has to take place by day. If you did that at night, let's say you made a big Sudas Purim at night, you weren't yotzei the mitzvah. So, if that be the case, then the Megillah also should be integrated into the entire asiyah of Purim, which is during the day. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, and he adds another Mikra Megillah at night, the night before. And he's going to derive this from a pasuk. So that's point number one. And point number two is that the language of Lishanosa sounds like Shinun, you know, that you have to learn the Megillah in the daytime. So we'll see what that means as we go along. Shenema, what's the pasuk that teaches us that you need two Kriyas HaMegillah, not one but two? And this is a pasuk in Perek Chav Beis of Tehillim. And that pasuk is that chapter of Tehillim, that kapitel is called Lamnatzeach al Ayeles Hashachar. And Chazal understood that this perek of Ayeles Hashachar was written, or not written, but it was expressed by Esther, and it's full of supplication and prayer before she goes into Achashverosh. And the Gemara later on, not here in Megillah, but in Masechta Yuma, is going to have a whole discussion. How do we know that Ayeles HaShachar is a reference to Esther? So that's a Gemara in Yuma. So in the middle of this chapter, she turns to Hashem, and she says, Elokai, my God, Ekra, I will call out Yomam, during the daytime. Velosana, and if, I guess you'd say, heaven forbid, you don't respond to my prayers during the day, Velaila velo dumya li, I will not be silent at night. No, she's indicating that she's going to have prayers not only during the day, but also at night. So here's Esther Malka, she's coming in front of the Melech, she wants to ask for her, you know, compassion for a whole nation. And Bnei Yisrael are crying out to Hashem and davening in front of Hashem, and it's Yom HaValayla, it's both during the day and during the night. So our Kriyas HaMegillah is going to be, to some extent, a replacement, or shall we say, a zecher, for those crying out, for those tefillos of Klal Yisrael, and headed up by Esther Amalka, both by day and night. So we need a Kriyas HaMegillah as in relationship to that tefillah, both by day and by night. Now here in the footnote, I have Marsha, and the Marsha says that the word Ekra in this pasuk refers to Kriyas HaMegillah. And when she says Elokai Ekra Yomam, it sounds like what she's saying in the beginning of this pasuk is that we should read the Megillah by day. And that should be enough. And then the pasuk tells us, in the sefer of the pasuk, that that's not right. It's not enough to read the Megillah by day, but velosana, and somehow this velosana is going to be a reference to Kriyas HaMegillah at night. Says the Marsha, why is losana an indication that we need another Kriyas HaMegillah by night? And the answer is that Kriyas HaMegillah by day got no response. Velosana. when did Hashem respond to us? Now again, we're assuming this equation between Kriyas HaMegillah and Tefillah. When did God respond to our Tefillah? That's only Balayla. And the Marsha quotes a pasuk from Megillas Esther to prove that Hashem responded to our prayers Balayla. Because it says, Balayla hahu nadada shnas ha-melech. You remember that pasuk? And the melech is an allusion to the Malko Shalolam, Takosh Baruch Hu. So when did God respond to our supplications? At night. And therefore, we need a Kriyas HaMegillah at night. On the other hand, if we'll read the Megillah only at night, then the pasuk goes on and says, V'lo dumyuli. And the Marsha writes, V'lo dumyuli means, Ein min haro'ui lishtok milahazkir aneskam bayom. So V'lo dumyuli means it's not fitting to be silent during the day. Because during the day, now that Hashem responded to us at night, so we have to break out in a song of Hallel, of thanksgiving to Hashem by day. And the Iker Hallel, the Gemara establishes later on, is by day. And now the Kriyas HaMegillah by day is going to be a form of Hallel, which is integrated together with all the other mitzvahs of the day, of Mishnah, Simchas, Purim, and so forth and so on, to create a kiyum of Hallel, to thank Hashem, because Balayla hu nodras shasamela. So we have one kriya which is based on the fact that if we'll read the Megillah, Elokai im ekra yomam is lo sana, God doesn't respond to that. But Laila, there's a response through the kriya of Laila, and that's Balayla hu nodras shasamela. Now the Torah says, the pasuk says, "V'lo dumyuli." In other words, I'm not going to be silent. It's not sufficient to have the Kriyas HaMegillah at night. I need an additional Kriyas HaMegillah by day, and that, according to the Marsha, is the Kriyas HaMegillah after Hashem responded to our prayers at night, b'toras as a kiyum of Hallel to thank Hashem for everything He gave us and everything He did to save us. In any event, the bottom line here from this whole sugya is that we need two kriyas. We need a kriya by day and a kriya at night. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the status of the kriya at night is. It seems from the way the Marsha presents it, there's a fundamental difference between the kriya at night and the kriya by day. You cannot connect the kriya at night to Hallel because there's no Hallel at night. It sounds like the Kriyas HaMegillah at night is a separate category, maybe a kiyum tefillah, if you will, in order to be ma'oreh rachmei shamayim and balayla hu nodras shnas ha-melech. And then the ikar kriya is going to be during the day, because that kriya is a kriya of Hallel that's integrated together with all the mitzvahs hayom. So for example, if you take a look at Tosfos, on the bottom of the Amud, Chayev Adam Likos HaMegillu balayla shenos bayom, Omeri diafal gav de mevarech zman. Even though we recite Shechiyonu Balayla, Chozer Mavarech Oso B'yom, we're going to have to recite another Shechiyonu by day. And L'chor, that's a Pella, because one Shechiyonu should be sufficient. You have a new mitzvah. You know, for example, we sit in the sukkah at night and we make a Shechiyonu. We don't sit and, you know, make a Shechiyonu by day a second time around. The Tosa says, how do we justify the requirement of a second Shechiyonu by day? The Iker Persume Nisa Havi, the Kriya di Yimama, that the Kriya by day has a kiyum which is completely omitted or completely absent in the case of the Kriya Balayla. And that's the kiyum of Pirsav Anes. And he says, Ukra Nami Mashmake. You read the Pasuk of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi here in Tehillim Chafbeis, you get the same impression, the Chsiv Vilayla Velo Dumyuli. Klomar afagav shekori bayom chayev likros balayla va'ikar avim biyamama kevan shahizkira akosiv tchiva v'gav ikar seuda biyamamahu tiyam achla balayla lo yotzi lechol vasa. So everything is during the day. All of Purim has to be fulfilled during the day, and the ikar pirsum anes is during the day. Laila is a separate halach of laila dumyuli. It's a mitzvah of Laila Dumyuli, and it requires Shechiyonu because it's a first time mitzvah. But nevertheless, it doesn't replace the Shechiyonah by Yom, because the whole new entity of Kriya Samigila by day. And that's why the Pasuk puts Yomam first and Laila second, and that's why the Kriya Samigila by day is integrated into all the other Mitzvos Hayom. He gives the example of Seuda. And therefore, Tosa says we require Shechiyonah even by day. Now, if I remember correctly, there are other Rishonim who disagree with Tosas. And the Rambam, I think, is amongst them. And they paskin that, no, you only recite Shechiyonah Balayla. And as they integrate both Laila and Yom as one 24-hour unit of time, which generates the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah twice. We need two Kriyas on one day, but it's the same one day that generates those two Kriyas. And therefore, you cannot have a second Shechiyonah. Now, the Gemara is about to analyze the word Lishanosa. Do you remember that we said that it was a little bit odd when Rabbi Shimon Levi pointed out that you have to read the Megillah again by daytime? He said Lishanosa by Yom. So the Gemara thinks now that the word Lishanosa doesn't refer to Kriyas HaMegillah, but rather it refers to Talmud Torah, Vishinantam. Shinun is always to learn. So the Gemara says, Lemikre Balayla. Maybe we should read the Megillah at night, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi. But Lemisna, we should study Masnisin Dita, the Mishnayos of Megillah, being of the Masechta Megillah, be a moment during the day. No, there's no Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah during the day, it's only at night. And what we do during the day is already a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. And it's a little bit odd that from this pasuk, we're going to derive a mitzvah of Talmud Torah by day. I mean, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is every day of the year. And if this pasuk in the capital of Esther is referring specifically to Purim, so there's a new chiyuv of Talmud Torah on the day of Purim, I don't know how you derive that from the pasuk Elokai Ekra Yomam. Yomam sounds like he's crying out to Hashem, or she's crying out to Hashem. But I think now the Gemara's understanding the pasuk Ekra is Miloshin Kriya. Kriya meaning reading the psukim in the Torah. Although the Gemara is establishing, based on Rabbi Shimon Levi's use of the term Lishanosa, that you should be learning Mishnayos, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. So then we have to integrate somehow the Kriya of Torah Shebichsav with the limud of Torah Shebaal Peh. But in any event, I have here a kasha in the footnote in the name of the Turi Eben, that's the Shagasaryeh, and he says the following: Ech nefaresh sa Mishnah lekamon. The Mishnah later on says on Daf Chaf Ein Koreinus Hamegillah Bayom Ad Shetei Neitzachama, that the earliest time for Kriyas Hamegillah by day is Neitzachama. So the Turi Eben asks, Varei Ein Klal Chiyuv Kriya Bayom. What does it mean when it says you can't read the Megillah by day? There is no Chiyuv Kriya by day according to this Havamina of the Gemara. In other words, the Turi Eben wants to understand how this Kasha of the Gemara, in their understanding of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that he drops the ball on the Chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah by day, how do they understand the Mishnah? You can't undermine a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom starts with Neitzachama. And again, if it's only an Indian of learning Mishnayos, I don't know if you have to postpone learning Mishnayos until after Neitzachama. I mean, the mitzvah of Vishinantam, of Talmud Torah, applies 24/7. It's not limited to the daytime. So the Turi Eben gives the following answer. He says, Gam l'divrei b'nei ha-yeshiva, even according to this understanding at this point in the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishlo kara b'layla chayev likros b'yom. Even though there's no chiyuv kriya by day, because the chiyuv kriya is by night, but nevertheless, in event that he didn't read the Megillah at night, then he becomes obligated to read it by day. And here the Mishnah establishes that the earliest time to implement that Kriyas HaMegillah would be with HaNeitzachama, but not before. So the Binyan Shlomo asks the following question on the Turi Eben. He says, Bishlev mitzvah hanogos chak bayom. If you have mitzvah which is generated by day, v'lo balayla, right? Let's say, for example, you have the mitzvah of tzitzis or tefillin is generated by day. then you could say, well, the day begins with Netzach Chava, and you can't be Yotze before that. And before Netzach Chava, even after Alos HaShachar, it's only a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. But now we're talking about an Iker Chiv Balaila, and the Kriya Bayom is only to make up a Tashlumin for the Kriya Salaila. So if that be the case, why can't he recite the Megillah before Netzach Chama? He could be Yotze Mimon of Shach. If it's Yom, he's Yotze Midin, Kriya Sayom, B'Torah Tashlumin, or if it's Laila, then he gains the original McCoy Mitzvah of Laila. And the Binyan Shlomo was so perplexed by this question, V'nishar B'tzorech Im Gadol, he leaves it as an open question. So again, on this answer, the Turi Evan, as to how to reconcile the Havamin of the Bnei Yeshiva, that there's no mitzvah of Kriya Bayom with the Mishnah that requires Hanetzach Chama, this answer of the Turi Evan is Bitzarach Iyin Gonol. It's left hanging in the air. Because it doesn't make any sense to say that if you're making up the Kriya Samigil of Laila, you have to start no earlier than Hanetzach Chama. But now the Turi Evan offers a second answer. And he says the following. Enochinami. Amir Oretz will have to read the Megillah even by Yom. And when the Mishnah says that the earliest time for reading the Megillah is Hanetzach Chama, that's addressing the Amir Oretz. Aval Talmidei Chachamim, Sheyicholim Lilmo Mishnayis, Aleim Omer Yishuv Ben Levi, Sheyilmedu Mishnayis, Ubaze Yotzu Chovas Zichron Hanes. This is an unbelievable breakthrough of the Turi Evan. He wants to say that Klal Yisrael, as far as the mitzvah Megillah Bayom, breaks down into two groups. There's one group that's Chayv and Megillah, and the reason for that is because they can't do any better. They're what's called Ami Ha'aretz. And then there are the Talmidei Chachamim who are capable of learning Mishnayos. Imagine, the Ami Ha'aretz is described as someone who he can't even learn Mishnayos. But once he's out of that category, he's capable of learning Mishnayos, he becomes, for our purposes, a Talmud Chacham. And he gets a greater mitzvah. What's his greater mitzvah? It's the mitzvah of Limud Mishnayos. Now, if you would ask me, I would have said the Kriyas HaMegillah is greater than Limud HaMishnayos, because Limud HaMishnayos has an aspect of understanding the halacha and the structure of the halacha and the details of halacha. That's fine. But what we want to do is Pirsum HaNes. We want to publicize the miracle. And the best way of doing that, it would seem to me, would be Kriyas HaMegillah. So why would the Talmud Chacham get this, what I could have said was a fallback position, a secondary kind of mitzvah? You know, they're going to get Limud HaMishnayos, but they don't have the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, which is the real Makoy Pirsum HaNes. So the Turi Evan gives an answer that there's something called Zichron HaNes. I'm just going to close the door. We have two concepts. We have one concept called Pirsum HaNes, and we have another concept called Zichron HaNes. And Zichron HaNes is best fulfilled by learning the Mishnayos, by learning the principles of the halacha.
Is there anybody else that we have Zichron HaNes?
Yeah, the Rambam, I think, when he speaks about the great mitzvah of Hanukkah, I'd have to look this up. I don't know where the Rambams are here right now, but I think the Rambam coins the phrase Zichron HaNes. And the Rosh Yeshiva of Skokie once came to our yeshiva in Mevaseret Tzion. He gave a whole shir on Zichron HaNes. Now, why would Zichron HaNes be connected or fulfilled through Limud HaMishnayos? That I'm not sure. I don't know that the Mishnayos in Megillah really, address the and describe the Nes. You know, if you want to talk about the Megillah itself, that I can understand. Then I remember the miracle. But somehow, the Turi Evan, in his frame of reference, in his understanding, there's a connection between Limud Mishnayos and Zichron HaNes. Those two concepts are interdependent or interrelated. Okay, let's go on. So the Gemara says, Amaluhu Rabbi Yirmiya turns to the Bnei Yeshiva and he tells him, L'didi mefarshin aliminei de Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. I received a tradition from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, so says Rabbi Yirmiya. And we've seen often enough in Masechta Megillah, Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that what Rabbi Shimon ben Levi had in mind was not Limud HaMishnayos at all, but rather a second round of Kriyas HaMegillah during the day. And you'll ask me, so why does Rabbi Shimon Levi use the phrase Lishanoso, which sounds like Shinun, sounds like Levin Torah? Kigon, the Ami Inch, I'll give you an example of how people, you know, in the idiomatic expression, will use the word Lishanoso for a different meaning. Evar parashta da the isnaya. People say, I will learn this parsha, and the esnaya means I will repeat it a second time. I'll do chazar, what we say. And that's called lishanos. Lishanos is when you repeat something a second time. So the word lishanosa here in Rabbi Shimon Levi is not referring to limud mishnayis, but rather it's referring to repeating kriya samigila. Now, again, keep in mind that Tosus, as we saw earlier, says the main kriya is by day and not by night. And therefore you make shechiyonah by day. You know, this Gemara gives you the opposite impression, that the real Kriya Samigil is at night, and the Gemara is vacillating back and forth. Do you need a second Kriya by day? And it all depends how you interpret the word Lishanosa in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So that I find a little bit odd. Also, if you remember the Marsha seems to assume that with regard to Yomam, the Pasuk says Velosana, you know, that is if to say the Kriya of the day is not the real Kriya, because God didn't respond with compassion by day, but rather Balila, and that was the possible Balila, who Nodosh Nasamelech, also seems to indicate that the Kriya at night is even more critical than the Kriya by day. But Lamaisa Tosa says that the Kriya by day is the most important Kriya, that's the Iker Pirsum Anes, so we're going to make Shechiyonu a second time around for the Kriya by day. Now, one of the issues that you could talk about is the following. Let's say you had a chayal in Tzal, and this is a very relevant question. Now he has to decide where he's sleeping, in what base. And let's say he could sleep in one base and then wake up early the next morning and go to another base, and it's Purim. But he won't be able to hear the Megillah in both places. Let's say one of these two bases has a Megillah and the other doesn't. So should he run around at night in order to fulfill the mitzvah, and then he might forfeit the Kriya by day, or no? He should forfeit the Kriya at night in order to fulfill the mitzvah by day. And the way Tosus formulates it, that the Iker Kriya is by day, then I think in that either-or situation where he had to make a choice, he would opt for Kriya by day, even if it meant that he would give up Kriya Balila. Another nafkamina might be the following. Let's say he reads the Megillah at night, but he can't read the Megillah by day. He has no access to a Megillah. So the question is, would he be chayv in Halil? If Tosa is saying that the Iker Pirsum Anes is during the day, and as we saw earlier, the name of the Marsha, that's because Halil is by day, then maybe he would have to recite Halel. And I believe that's the Shittas on the Iri, if I remember correctly. That if you don't have a Megillah, this is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't have a Megillah and you can't read the Megillah by day, then you should recite Halel as a replacement for the Megillah. I'm not sure why Halel doesn't get a Shechiyonah. Maybe because we recite Halel every Rosh Chodesh, but that's only Midim Minog. I don't remember that we say Shechiyonah on Halel. Why is Halel any different than any mitzvah? Like, for example, on Matzah, we're going to recite a Shechiyonah. On Lulav, we'll recite a Shechiyonah. Any shofar, any new mitzvah that comes from time to time, we recite a Shechiyonah. Why isn't Halel enough of an exciting mitzvah from time to time that we should recite Shechiyonah? I'm just wondering about that. That would be very relevant in the case where he doesn't have Megillah by day, according to this Bir Alach, in the name of the Meiri, that he has to recite Halel. Maybe the Shechiyonah of Kriyas HaMegillah now should be implemented for the substitute for Kriyas HaMegillah, which is the Amir's Halel. That's why the thought occurred to me. But then I asked myself the question, we never find Shechiyonah on Halel. So wait a minute. The reason why there's no Shechiyonah on Halel might be because the Shechiyonah that you recite at Kiddush, it's covering also Halel. Why? Because the Shechiyonah on Kiddush is on Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman, on the Kiddush Vazman, and that covers Hallel. Again, you could always ask me, why doesn't it cover the mitzvah of Sukkah or the mitzvah, you know, why isn't that Shech Yonu at Kiddush cover the mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, of Matzah, etc., etc. That's going to be a big kasha. But in any event, Hallel is not it's not like a separate mitzvah that's generated by the day of Yontif, but it's incorporated or it's an integral part of the Kiddush Hayom, and therefore the Shech Yonu on the Yom at Kiddush will cover Hallel as well. But when you get to Purim, where every single mitzvah of Purim is a separate mitzvah, there's no Kiddush Sayom to Purim, then I would say that Hal should require a Shech Yonah. Just thinking out loud. All right, let's go on. Itmar Nami. Now the Gemara quotes Rabbi Chalbo in the name of Ula Bira. Now, we had already Rabbi Shimon Levi to establish, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, in Perkav Beis, that there is a double mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, not only by day, but also by night. Now we have Rabbi Chelbo, in the name of Ula, he's also establishing a double mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, but he derives from a different pasuk. And this is in Perek Lamed of Tehillim. Shenemar, he says, Leman yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom, Hashem alokai liolam odeka. Now the subject of this pasuk, in contrast to the previous pasuk quoted by Shulman Levi, is not ekra, it's not calling out to Hashem and supplication, but rather praising Hashem. Leman yizamercha chavod. And this appears in the chapter which is called Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis. And we're going to interpret that this mizmor, Shir Chanukas Habayis, which is Perek Lamed, is referring to Mordechai and Esther. And apparently we have this in Chazal, in the Psikta, that this pasuk is referring to Mordechai and Esther. Now, at the end of this pasuk, at the end of this kapitel, of Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis, we have the last pasuk in the kapitel says, L'mayin yizamercha chavod. Yizamercha, of course, means to sing. Chavod means to honor and the glory of Hashem. So this is a praise, a song of praise. And it's on the day. How do we know it's on the day? Because it says, V'lo yidom Hashem alokai l'olam odeka. So the Li'olam Odeka is going to add the night into the picture. But right now we're dealing with the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bayom. And how do we praise Hashem by day? We read the Megillah. We publicize the miracle. And everyone comes to be Meshabeach, to be Mekaleis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this you'll see in Rashi at the end of the Omer. On the Dibra Maskel Yizamer Chavod, which is Bayom, and then V'lo Yidom is a reference, is an allusion to Laila. And Rashi says, quoting the Psikta, that this Kapitel Tilim of Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis is a reference to Mordechai and Esther. Then Rashi says the following: Ukriyas Megillah Shevachu. Kriyas HaMegillah itself is a praise to Hashem. Shemafarsimim es hanes. We publicize the miracle of Akol Mekalsim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of Klal Yisrael thanks Hashem, praises God for the great miracle that He brought about. So that's L'man Yizamercha Chavod. Now it says Lo Yidom, which means I'm not going to be silent, but Laila. Means even at nighttime I'm going to read the Megillah to publicize the miracle. And therefore the pasuk ends with the words Hashem Elokai Li'olam Odeka. Now this Li'olam Odeka, according to the Marsha, is a reference to Li'asid Lavo. And the Medrash is going to tell us that Li'asid Lavo, even if you hold, I don't think we pasuk like this, but that all the Ma'adim will be betalim Li'asid Lavo, but nevertheless Purim will not be batel. And all that is indicated in a hint form by the words Li'olam Odek. The word Li'olam Odek is a reference to Yemos HaMashiach, to Li'osid Lavo. And we're going to continue even Li'osid Lavo to be Meshabeach by mentioning the great miracle Purim. We're going to laud and praise God on Purim, even if all the other Ma'adim are betelim. That's the way the Marsha interprets this Levine Zemercha Moli, Hashem Alakai Li'olam Odeka. That the Olam Odeka means we're going to continue with this Odeka, with this thanks to Hashem, which is Levine Zemercha Moli of reading the Megillah by being Mefarsim in the Nes, and everybody comes and praises Hashem. That's going to continue even Li'osid Lavo, even in the future. Now let's just add a few points here to this sugya. First of all, in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara in Ahava means that the word Lishanosa means to learn Mishnayos. Why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi choose to confuse us? Why did he just say V'chayev L'kroso Pam Acheres Bayom? Why did he have to say Chayev Lishanosa Bayom? So I wanted to share with you a Sfas Emes here. He says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had in mind that the chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah at night is eino elo lematorah sheketotzaah mikach hakriya bayom tia kvar pam shnia. That he uses, Rabbi Shmuel Levi deliberately uses the word lishanosa in order to transmit the following message, that the Kriyas HaMegillah at night is only a preparatory stage, and it sets up the second Kriya, and that's the main Kriya. So the Kriya at night is only, what shall I say, a hechetimtza. The purpose of this Kriya at night is that as a result, the Kriya by day will be already the second time around. Now, what's so good about having a Kriya which is the second time around? He says, Mikeva she'ikra Kriya hishal yom, ukidesh ha'kriya zostia kriyas balas mashmus miyuchedes. In other words, sometimes you need to do something once, and it doesn't make that much of an impression, but it prepares the way for the second time. And the second time, it's really more profound. It's like, for example, you learn a sugya, and the first time around you learn it, you just try to get through the main pshat. But then you learn the second time around, now it makes a real impression. You understand it very well. So we're going to read the Iker is the second time you read the Megillah. The first time is just, chaplah. It's sort of like, just get used to the Megillah, get into the mood for it. But now you're ready for the second Kriya. And what's the goal of the second Kriya? As the Iker Kriya is, Kedesha Tikba Belibo Shel Adam. It will somehow enter into the heart of a person. So start with the first Kriya to prepare you for the second Kriya, says the Sfas Emes. That's why Rabbi Yishuv Levi deliberately chose the word Lishanosa. And he writes, Nafkemina Ba'odam Shelo Yielo Chovas Kriya Bayom. He wants to say the following. If, for example, let's say a person lives in a walled city, so his Kriyas HaMegillah normally would be on the 15th, but he shows up in a Prazi city, so he's a Yerushalmi, and he shows up, let's say, in Telstone, on the night of Yudalit, and he's going to leave Telstone before Alos HaShachar, and go back to Yerushalayim, let's say, to an Ir Mukefes Choma. So in such a case, says the Sfas Emes, he doesn't have to hear the Megillah at night. Why? So he says for the following reason. Because in Tel Aviv, there's a Chiyuv on the 14th. He doesn't dip into the Chiyuv on the 14th. He should be chayev at night because the whole night he's there, but he's leaving before daybreak, so he won't be chayev as a prozi ben yomo in Kriyas HaMegillah Yudalit in the morning. He'll be chayev when he gets back to Yerushalayim as a krach on the 15th. And therefore, since in the morning he won't be chayev in Kriyas HaMegillah, why? Because he's not a ben ir, and he's not staying beyond daybreak. So he already cuts himself off from the ear. He's not even chayv to read the Megillah at night. His entire Kriyas HaMegillah chiyuv is now transported from Yudalit to Tesvah, even though he finds himself in an ear prazi on the night of Yudalit. And the reason why he's not chayv at least chach in the kriyas halayla of Yudalit is because he won't be chayv tomorrow in the kriyas of Tesvah. In any event, what we see clearly from this presentation of the Sfas Emes is that there's a chiv to read the Megillah by day, and there's a chiv to read the Megillah at night. Now what happens, let me just see if we still have 2 more minutes and I'll try to finish this up. He says, what happens for the Bnei Kfarim? They live in the villages. And they have a din of Makdimim L'Yom HaKnisa. Now, Pashtas, Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa on Monday and Thursday means they read only the Kriya of the day. They don't have a Kriya at night. So that's very interesting. Because Rabbi Shuman Levi says you have to read the Megillah not only by day but also by night. How are we going to justify that Bnei HaKfarim are only reading the Megillah by day and not by night? That's the kasha that he raises. And the Ran says it's a special kula that they would make on the Bnei Kfarim and they alleviated them from the Kriya at night. If you go with that approach to the Ran and you assume, as we've been postulating, that the Iker Kriya is by day, so then you can justify that for the sake of making life easier, Chazal said you, the Bnei Kfarim, will only be chayev in Kriya by day and not in Kriya by night. We would have assumed that this one Chiv Kriya that is implemented both by night and by day, according to Rabbi Shuman Levi, if it's one indivisible Chiv, then the Bnei HaKfarim is problematic because they show up in the market by day and we're going to give them the opportunity to hear the Megillah by day, but they're back in the Kfarim the night before. They don't, when they left the Kfar, they left in the morning, presumably, so they had no opportunity to read the Megillah at night. Okay, but the answer is that Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, and that's the Ran's point here, is not, he's not talking about one chiyuv with two maisim, but two separate chiyuvim. There's the day is machayiv and the night is machayiv. So that chiyuv at night was removed, and the Bnei Kfarim were alleviated from that chiyuv of kriyas haMegillah at night. But nevertheless, they have the chiyuv kriya by day, and that makes sense because we've said over and over again the ikar kriya is by day. That seems to be the Ran's approach. The Meiri, on the other hand, writes a big chiddush that the Bnei HaKfarim come by day to the city and then they remain in the city through the Laila that follows the day. And on that Laila, they read the Megillah a second time. So according to the Meiri, in the case of the Bnei HaKfarim, the Kriyas Yom precedes the Kriyas Laila. The order is hafuch. It's the opposite of what it normally is. And he wants to read this into the Pasuk, Elokai Ekra Yomam Velo Sana Velo Dumyali. That the remez for Kriyas Laila comes after Kriyas Hayom, which means that you start with the Kriya Bayom, and that's called Elokai Ekra Yomam. And then you'll have a following Kriya about Laila afterwards, V'laila lo dumyali, and that's the case of the Bnei HaKfarim. If you take a look in the Pasuk of Rabbi Chelbo, L'mayin z'mer chavod v'lo yidom, Rashi says y'mer chavod bayom, and then v'lo yidom b'laila. So once again, the Laila follows the day. So the Bnei Ayoros, on the other hand, will start with the Kriya at night and then go to the Kriya by day. They don't have the same minhag of starting by day and then following with the night after the day because of the pasuk v'lo yavar. They're bound by the pasuk v'lo yavar that there's no kriyas haMegillah beyond. So therefore they're going to be makdim to be kore at a time when they can do so, meaning at the night before kriyas haMegillah. Now, the last thing that we covered here was the reference here to the psikta that Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis is a reference, an allusion to Mordechai and Esther. And the Marshon embellishes this and he explains that in this capital, the 30th chapter in Tilim, it says, Histarta panecha hayisi nivhal. And that is Tarti Ponecho is at the time of Esther. Aster, Aster is Ponai. The Gemara in Chulin actually says that Esther ben Hator Minayin because of Aster, Aster is Ponai. In the next part of this capital, it says, Elecha Hashem Ekra. And that's the tefillah of Mordechai and Esther. And they recited in their tefillah, Mabetz HaBedomi, which is the next part of the Tillim, which means, Shikle Kesef Shenostu Yisrael, Beriditi El Shachas, Al Yidei Shikle Kesef Shal Haman. And then it says, Shema Hashem V'chaneni, that's the Shikle Kesef of Yisrael, that Adocha, the Shikle Kesef of Haman. And that's what it means, also Tfiloson, Hafachta Misbedila Machali, Pitachta Saki, the sack of Mordechai, Shenemar Vayilbosh, Sak Vaefer, Vatazredi Simcha, Laihudim Oisa Or Vesuk. So basically, the Marsha takes us by hand through this entire capital, number 30 in Tehillim, and he shows us how each part of the capital is indeed a reference to the story and the Hatzolah of Yeshua of Purim. Now the Ramban in his Emunah Bitachon writes that the neshama of a person is called Kavod. And you'll find this also in the Mitzudos, that the neshama is called Kavod. The neshama is the Kavod Aguf. So it's possible that when the Pasuk says, L'man Yisamercha Chavod, it means that my neshama should sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu songs of praise because of the miracles that he brought about to Klal Yisrael. Now, in this pasuk, L'man Yisamer Chavov Lo Yidom, it says, V'lo Yidom, Dom Miloshon Dumya, and we found that the word Dumya is Balayla. It says Balayla V'lo Dumyali in the pasuk that we quoted earlier from chapter 22. So here too, V'lo Yidom is an allusion to Laila. So what we got up to is the Mishnah of Hakfara Makdimim L'yom HaKnisa and Omer Abchanina. So make a note, that's where we're up to. The Chacham were Mekel on the Bnei HaKfarim, and the question is, did they do that for the benefit of the Bnei HaKfarim themselves, or rather for the benefit of the Bnei HaKrochim, so that the Bnei HaKfarim would be available on Purim, they would be free on Purim to use that time to supply the Bnei HaKrochim with all their needs for Purim. So that, believe me, will be the sugya for tomorrow. Wish everyone a great day.